Test 72, Section 3, Question 4. Now, this one says, which is an assumption required by the argument. So we want to know what's an assumption here. So it says, it's been hypothesized our solar system was formed from a cloud of gas and dust produced by a supernova, especially powerful explosion of a star. So basically, our solar system, big supernova, stuff exploded. Supernovas produce the isotope iron-60. So if this hypothesis were correct, then iron-60 would have been present in the early history of the solar system. Okay, so they produce this ion and or this isotope, and so it should have been there at the beginning of the solar system. But researchers found no iron-60 in meteorites that formed early in the solar system's history, thereby disproving the hypothesis. So they haven't found it in meteorites that were formed early in the solar system's history. So that's wrong. Now the assumption here is that if iron-60 were present in the early history of the solar system, it would also be present in the meteorites from that time. Could be that it's present in the solar system, just not in the meteorites. We're only looking in one place for the iron, and the assumption is that that's where we would find it if it occurred. So A, if a meteorite formed in the early solar system's history, it contains chemical elements that are unlikely to be found in gas and dust produced by a supernova. Well, that's saying it is unlikely. We're actually kind of assuming that it would be likely to find it. So that's the opposite. Our other solar systems are not formed from clouds of gas and dust produced. That's not an assumption that we have to make. Supernovas do not produce significant quantities of any form of iron other than iron-60. It doesn't really matter because we don't know about that. Researchers found iron-60 in meteorites that were formed relatively late in the solar system's history. We don't have to assume that they're found late. And then E, if there had been iron-60 present in the early history, it would be found in meteorites formed early. Yeah, that's what we have to assume. We're assuming that if it was there, it would be in the meteorites. Because if we make E false, it says even if the iron-60 was there, we wouldn't find it in meteorites. That destroys the argument, because now why are you looking in meteorites and basing your conclusion about the presence of iron-60 there if that's not where you would find it? And so E is definitely the best answer.